A couple hundred native people from around Wisconsin attended a tailgate party ahead of the Milwaukee Brewers game on Thursday. The nonpartisan group Wisconsin Native Vote sponsored the event, saying it wanted to do something fun to promote its ongoing Get Out the Vote effort. The Menominee Nation's Smoky Town Drum and Singing Group performed at the party. Also on hand, Shannon Holsey, who is president of the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians and chair of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. Holsey says the tribes have had an interesting and complex relationship with the U.S. government, and she hopes candidates for federal office this fall will address some key issues.
Being able to provide our citizens with affordable health care, access to good education, making sure that we have stewarding of Mother Earth, and making sure that those systematic barriers that exist with our federal government, we continue as tribal nations, as sovereigns, to continue to envelop those relationships and build those relationships.
Clean water is a top concern for a member of the Bad River Band of Ojibwe, Gloria Wabigwan Wiggins. She also hopes to hear from state political candidates between now and November.
We would like the state politicians to collaborate with the tribal leaders to make sure that our sovereignty is being recognized and that we're brought to the table of discussions.
Somewhere between 1% and 2% of the nearly 6 million people in Wisconsin are Native American. That's enough to make a difference in a battleground state where contests are sometimes decided by less than 1% of the vote. For National Native News, I'm Chuck Quernbach.